Hi, everybody. You're listening to Black in Business, Women's Edition, and this is Kimmy J. Ree, or Kim Johnson, depending on how you know me. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this podcast. I'm really excited to share a few things with you and to go over our main subject of the day, which is customer service. Now, first, I want to talk about a quick win. Now, this win is a direct tie to what I consider to be excellent customer service, which is a driving force for my business because I do work on contingency and relationship means everything. So not only am I able to thrive off of, you know, a new client, I'm also going to thrive even more because they want to come back and use me and they refer their colleagues to me, which is super important. Now, with that being said, I also want to talk to you guys about a bad experience with customer service. Now, if you think back, I'm sure you can think of one or two situations where the customer service sucked, right? And you're like, oh, I'm never coming back to this restaurant, or I'm never shopping at this store again, because your experience with a particular employee wasn't favorable. Right? It always ruins our experience. Now, with that being said, as business owners, we do have a lot of flexibility and autonomy with how we treat our prospective clients and our existing clients. We are fully responsible for, you know, how we keep them around. Now, I've been noticing there are a lot of people online, mainly a lot of younger business owners, particularly of color, and that's the ones that I focus on the most because that's the one I care about the most, not giving the best customer service, and coincidentally enough, it's to the client base that they're looking to retain. So it could be, you know, say you sell custom-made t-shirts or you create, you know, excellent marketing plans for different businesses out there. You have to understand that how you interact with your client base means everything. Your hours can be specific. You can, you know, expect a certain way of communication with your clients, but there is a way to always speak to your clients and how to handle them and how to follow up and follow through with them. Now, one of the problems that I saw with this particular business is, you know, someone inquired about a price for a particular item. And this business owner put just the price, right? I'll give an example, $40. No other communication. So then when the client or the potential client came back and was saying, well, can you tell me a little bit more about what that includes, this, and that? That person who owned the business said, please refer to my business website for any questions that you may have. Whoa. When I read that, I was like, wow. And, you know, as people were responding to her and saying, hey, you know, that's not really a good way to handle business. She says, well, I'm booked up to this date, so obviously I'm doing something right. I type out all my information on my website for a reason. Please refer to my website for any additional questions. And I just thought that was an extremely shitty way to handle not only that potential client, but everybody around that, you know, around her who's experiencing her business that way. Horrible. So it just got me thinking. It's something that I see happening a lot, and I don't think it's necessarily, you know, just with people of color, of course not. I think that it happens across the board, and I think it's important for us to remember the five key things when it comes to customer service and why it's so important. And I wanted to discuss that with you guys today so that maybe you can take it back with you and remember, you know, if you don't feel like dealing with a client or if you are super swamped and busy, there are ways to handle things. You don't have to be short or rude or, you know, become too important for any future clientele. Okay, so the first thing I want to say about why customer service is important, it helps you retain your customer base. You may be busy up to December of this year, January of this year. However, you are literally talking people out of working with you when you're dealing with them that way. Every client, every customer should be treated equally, no matter how awesome your business is. Okay? There are restaurants with Michelin stars out there who charge $1,000 a plate that still make sure to emphasize customer service. Please remember that. That's how you keep your client base coming in. Okay? Another reason why customer service is important is because, hey, that particular client may not be able to afford your cost, but if you are doing amazing business and your customer service is great, you get word of mouth, you get referrals. They may not be able to do anything at that time, or they may work with you at that time and they may refer somebody else that they know. That right there is always going to be your bread and butter, always. It's free marketing. So make sure that you treat your customers with respect, okay? Another reason why is because it can create new opportunities for you. Other business ventures. You might meet, you know, someone who works in the same field as you that can help you with, you know, extending your business, doing something bigger. It's important to remember that whenever you're dealing with new customers, that they can bring on new networking opportunities for you. Increasing employee retention. When you treat your customers well and your employees are treated well, everyone's happy. No one wants to leave a bad environment. Okay, so remember that. Treat everybody with respect when it comes to, you know, how you're dealing with your business. And then longevity in business. A business that has customers is going to stay in business. Okay, so remember that always. Don't treat people badly just because you're busy. That is not a good way to get started. And yes, it may look beautiful right now, but just look at all the businesses that may have lost themselves because they got too big-headed and they felt like they were too important and they didn't take care of their client base. Keep that in mind. All right, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Another thing I wanted to bring up is a friend of mine and I will be putting together a Women of Color business group. And this group will help other small business owners or, you know, prospective business owners with opening their new businesses, with investment opportunities. We will have monthly meetings to talk about business development, any problems that you may have and how to overcome them. And we'll even talk about other things that you may not see happening a lot, which is, you know, having a mental illness and being in business, or having children and being a business owner, or, you know, whatever. We're having all kinds of really cool ideas. So if you are interested in possibly joining this group, we are only going to bring on a certain amount of members just to make sure we have all different types of businesses in the group. And it's going to be important that we get to know you. So please reach out. My email is customerservice@variantmsp.com. Again, that's customerservice@variantmsp.com. And we will discuss a little bit more about what this group looks like and what we're looking for. And I'm going to do a shameless plug with that friend of mine. Her name is Stephanie J. She is an amazing business owner. She does amazing work. She does all kinds of stuff, but I know that her specialty are all things beauty. So skincare, chemical peels, acne, anti-aging, lashes, waxing, beauty makeup, and special FX makeup. She's been featured in different magazines. She's worked on different shows. She's super talented. So if you are interested in learning more about her and her business, just go to her website, which is www.stephjstyles.com, or you can follow her on social media at stephjstyles. So once again, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I'm super excited to continue doing these podcasts with you all. And just remember the primary message here: customer service, take care of your peeps. Okay, they'll keep you in business, they'll get you wealthy, they'll help you provide jobs for people in the future and just grow and become awesome. So once again, thank you for listening to Black in Business Women's Edition. This is Kim Johnson, and I am out.
Turn this down. It's off.